today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
People all over the world, join hands. Start a new music train. Hey there, this is your old friend Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today because I am kicking off the new music series here on the show, as I traditionally do. That means I got to get the train ready. It's a whole thing, and there's a lot of work that goes into getting the train ready each month. Needs a thorough washing. I got to clean out all those like empty beer cans and cigarette butts and so on. You know, the refueling, of course, with the coal and plutonium, and then you know, got to get it to the station so that you all can board. Right. So a station here is in Northern Virginia, not far from Washington, D.C. For now, our nation's capital, and we are going to start the train moving, rolling toward Milwaukee, and I want to tell you about this song here. Now, we're going to kick this off with a song of a band I kind of have a connection with, so full disclosure here. This band is called Disposable Thumbs. It's a bunch of young peoples. There goes Shadow. It's a bunch of young peoples, and one of my old friends from college, my friend Avi, his kid is in Disposable Thumbs. His name is Ben Stern, and he plays here. He plays, he sings, and he plays guitar and synthesizer and samples. So there you go. Anyway, Disposable Thumbs just put out their debut album. It is called The Next Division. You can get it on all the streamings, and I suggest that you give it a listen. Here's how the band describes the album on their Bandcamp page. They say, this album deals with the tension between life's never-ending changes and its repetitions. These tracks tell an ephemeral story of the everyday struggle for meaning and connection in the face of ennui and nihilism in today's world, which requires more adaptability from us than ever before as our societies and technologies become increasingly complex and opaque. Wow. That's really something. I just like it because it rocks. All right. So let me tell you here about one of those music blogs out there wrote something about this album. This is from a blog called Tomothy Entertainment, which has focuses on new music. And they write there, what makes Disposable Thumbs stand out is their ability to merge smooth jazz's sophistication with the punch of power pop and the energy of alt rock, resulting in a fresh, engaging listening experience. The songs are weird as hell in the best way possible. So, weird as hell in the best way possible. That is Rockin' the Suburbs, and that's why we are now going to listen to this song called Wait Song from Disposable Thumbs. You're gonna dig this because it starts off really nice and lovely and pretty, and then it goes into like punk rock. So pretty awesome stuff. Hat tip to Ben Stern, and let's hear it now. Thank you.
take that weight off. I put the weight on, I take that weight off. I put the weight on, I take that weight off. I put the weight on, I take that weight off. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck anymore.
All right, there you go. Weight song, disposable thumbs. Bravo, disposable thumbs. Love it. Love it. Okay, now we are going to board the train again, and we are going to go to Belgium, all the way over to Belgium. This is a band called Teen Creeps. I don't know a ton about this band, but I do know they have an album coming out on September 5th called Today is the Day. This appears, as far as I can tell, to be their third album. I also know that Teen Creeps is a trio, and I think I found this on their SoundCloud. It says they take inspiration from the alternative rock of the 90s and punk rock, and they create a sound that is fuzzy and melancholic and energetic yet poppy. We like all those things, right? Right? Okay, so here is an advanced single from this album. It is called Hiss. These are Teen Creeps. There you go, Teen Creeps with Hiss. That is a band to watch, I think. Dig that sound a lot. Okay, now, also in June, because I forgot to establish we were talking about June new music, new music released in June. The release is the key part of that. Doesn't mean it's always new exactly, but it's new to us because it was released in the month of June in the year of 2025, and that applies, you know, it's been all over the news, right? Bruce Springsteen released Tracks 2. It is a set of seven unreleased albums that he recorded. And for the most part, these are like finished albums that weren't released. Insane, right? So I've been listening to some of this stuff on the streamings. Not quite of the means to purchase this box set, but it is all available on the streamings. You can listen to it all there. And I'm just going to play one of the songs that caught my attention. This is from an album in the set called Somewhere North of Nashville, and it is Bruce's country album that he recorded in 1995 while he was also working on The Ghost of Tom Joad, which is more of a folk album. He recorded this country album, and you know, you're gonna hear it. It's got the sounds of country, it's got the pedal steel guitar, all of that. And this song I quite enjoyed. It's called Blue Highway.
This blue highway is on my mind. This blue highway that I can't leave behind. Someday I'm gonna build me a fire house.
There you go, Blue Highway, Bruce Springsteen. When you get a chance, go stream those tracks from Tracks 2, and you'll find some nice gems in there like that one. All right, now we're going to close out here today's episode with a cover, a new cover of an old song. We haven't done this in a while, but I really like this one a lot, so I'll get to that in a moment. Just mention real quickly that we're coming up on Suburbs Fest, like really soon. I know we've been talking about this forever, and it's like really happening, people. So there's still time. If you can get to Grand Rapids, Michigan, August 1st and 2nd, we got three events planned over 2 days that are just going to be great. We got live band karaoke on Friday, August 1st at the Dirty Shame. That is in suburban Grand Rapids. Frank Muffin will be playing, and they'll have a bunch of songs, and you can get up and sing. It's super, super fun. And then on Saturday, August 2nd, venue change, ding, 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 venue change. We're now going to be at Tip Top Deluxe. Yes, that is the name of the bar, Tip Top Deluxe in Grand Rapids. And we're going to have two events there. One will start at 2 p.m. It is our Rock in the Suburbs live podcast show, where we will have five different area musicians from the Grand Rapids area. We're going to come up and play some songs and sit for interview with me and Patrick. And you can be there for that. We'll probably have some little games and prizes and stuff for the audience as well. And then in the evening, starting at 9 p.m., we're going to have three live bands also at Tip Top Deluxe. You're going to hear Frank Muffin with a more of an original set. Plus the Stickarounds, a great sort of power pop band that we love from Lansing, Michigan. And then topping it all off at Tip Top will be Money Soup, which you heard previously on this podcast. They are a band out of Grand Rapids. It does like a really cool kind of jazz funk sort of thing. Funk pop, I guess you'd say. I don't know. Really cool. Very cool band. It's going to be a great night. And I hope to see you there. All right. Here's that cover I was talking about. It is by a band called White Denim with a guest vocalist. So let me tell you, White Denim is a rock band out of Austin, Texas. They released in June a split single with another band called Plantoid. And they each covered a song by the Pretenders, but they also switched singers. So what you're going to hear here is the band White Denim with a guest vocalist from Plantoid. Her name is Chloe Spence, and they're going to do Time the Avenger. Great tune. Here's what White Denim had to say. White Denim lead singer, who you don't hear on the song because he's on the other song. But anyway, here's what James Petralli of White Denim said about why they wanted to record these Pretenders songs. I should mention that Plantoid is the other side of the split single. They do Tattooed Love Boys. But anyway, getting back to all that, why did they choose the Pretenders? He said, I feel that the group's tight, direct playing, their deceptively tricky arrangement choices, and Chrissy Hynde's cutting lyricism and approach to the microphone should be essential touchstones for every rock and roll band. There you go. All right. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, who's going to miss me when I'm away at Suburbs Fest, but he'll be okay. He'll be in a really nice, he's going to a really nice border that has like all day doggy daycare where he gets to play with all of his friends. So he, miss me might be a bit strong in this sense. He's going to have a good time. He's doing his own fest for that week. Okay. Where am I going with this here? On behalf of all of that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and this is White Denim covering Time the Avenger, Pretender song, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with more new music picks from you, the beautiful listeners. Train is now back in the station, ready to go tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Stranger. I just like it because it rocks.